Yo, welcome to the Cold World Podcast. I have not done a show in a minute. I've missed this though. This is what I really enjoy doing. I get a lot of joy from doing it. Just been really busy, man. Work, all that good stuff. And I'm doing it from Meerkat and from Periscope too. So I did that last time and folks seemed to like it. You know, they asked a lot of questions. And I guess it just gives folks a way to be involved, you know, from the gate. So let me jump into it. It's a lot of things that's happened while I was gone. One of the bigger things that happened, well, it wasn't super big to me at the time, but you will see why I'm covering it, is there was the Bruce Jenner interview, and then there was Michael Eric Dyson versus Cornel West. So I had made a comment. Well, let me just go into it. Those are pretty much the two topics that I was going to cover today, because those seem to be the things that's happening. So Bruce Jenner went on Diane Sawyer and discussed his decision to transform into a woman. I went on Facebook and my timeline was flooded. I actually didn't even know that the interview was taking place. And when I say flooded, I mean flooded. So in my infinite social media wisdom, I posted, I'm gonna read verbatim what I wrote. I said, wait, are we worshiping Bruce Jenner? Come on, bruh. If he wasn't a part of the Kardashian clan, no one would care. That dude's been playing y'all because his stars were getting to fade. So in my naivete, I thought that it was a pretty innocuous post at best, right? Wrong. I was hella wrong. Apparently a lot of people cared about that post. And I was 86 comments wrong. So there was just a lot of back and forth. And I think that there was a lot of thoughtful and good comments. Definitely some of the comments from folks that didn't read what I actually wrote. They thought I was making a bigger declaration around gay folks and transgender folks, and that it never happened. But for the most part, it was a pretty good conversation. I got some really thoughtful friends, right? But suddenly it became a platform around, you know, trans rights and oppression and just something that I just never commented on. So my comment was around my distrust of a person that has had the media in a vice grip for a number of years and for what feels like would be the foreseeable future. So for some, it was like absurd for me to assert or even, you know, suggest that someone would put themselves through the physical and emotional pain that Bruce was about to, right? Or that he had been going through. So I honestly didn't think that deeply about it. In my mind, I've seen people inflict themselves with pain, both physically and emotionally. Like in my mind, this family has like pimped out every ounce of themselves, which is now pimping out the 17-year-old daughter too, right? In my mind. But, you know, I don't think my thoughts really matter that much, but I'll keep going, right? So my comment and sentiment was that I just didn't trust anybody associated with the Kardashian clan. And my assertion was that I just didn't care, which is why I thought little of my own insignificant opining, if you will, right? I just didn't think that much of it. So now let me be clear. I still don't really care about anything coming out of the Kardashian clan, but I do believe in equal rights, and I personally believe that Bruce can do whatever Bruce wants to do. That's Bruce's right. And it's mine to not care either way. Besides, like, when the last post, like the last time, so when I let me like say that again, right? Because I said that in the thread. I said Bruce can do whatever Bruce likes to do. If Bruce wants to change the woman, Bruce has that right. And I never commented on that. That wasn't something that actually, I just didn't. It just didn't. It wasn't in my space and my radar, right? So, but it turned into such a big thing, man. That's the reason why I'm even commenting on it in the show, right? Because it was like this huge thing. I've never had my Facebook popping like that. I've been at rallies. I've been on the front lines at where people thought there was about to be riots, when people marched on Oakland's freeway, you know, protesting and things like that, I never got the response that I got from, as I did when I made this comment, that wasn't even about necessarily Bruce Jenner's situation. It's just that I just said that I didn't care about Bruce, right? And so in my mind, I mean, it's just funny, man. My question is, like, when's the last time that the thoughts of an insignificant spawn of two drug-addicted parents and black in America with an insignificant bank account has ever affected a rich white man that is now transforming into a woman? My thoughts, what I feel and what I think will never, ever touch Bruce Jenner, right? And that's what my thought process was. I just didn't, it was just really interesting what hits with people and what doesn't. So that's how I'm looking at it. I'd venture to say that's never happened, though, just personally. But I should have made, like, that case that others weren't being duped. I said it. My comment, I guess, made it feel to other people that I was saying that y'all are stupid because y'all are watching this and cheering this dude on. When what I should have really said was, I should have just personalized it more than saying that y'all being duped. Maybe I should have said I felt like I would have been being duped if I would have bought into that or whatever the case is. Or maybe I just shouldn't have engaged, like, once folks got emotional. But hey, listen, to a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So I engaged in conversation that I just wasn't as invested in, but it turned out to be a thread that folks got a lot out of. And I get it. Like, I think this is a big moment for a lot of people. And I can appreciate that. I learned some new things in the conversation, but that's where it is. I think people have the right to do what they want to do, and people got the right to be happy. And it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, it was just interesting, man. It's just interesting. I've just never seen that type of reaction before. And I think that the issues and topics that I tend to go to bat for, right? Like, I tend to go to bat for issues around black folks, issues where black people are, you know, I don't want to say, like, being oppressed or things like that, but, like, you know, all the stuff that's going on with these cops, all these things that's going on in schools, just a lot of different stuff. And that's just one of my issues. That's the issue that I put a lot of my heart and my energy into. And there are other, you know, you gotta pick and choose your battles, right? But I wanted to just address that because, like, I stopped engaging after a while on the Facebook post because you just can't really articulate yourself in that space. And I think that there were also folks that came into that post not necessarily knowing what was happening, but just kind of wanting to be outraged. But again, I think that the majority, I would say 80% of the comments that came out of that post were positive. But hey, then we go to Michael Eric Dyson versus Cornel West. Like, yo, this would have shocked my world if it was 2002. listen, man, I was an undergrad in 2002. Man, undergrad. That period of life when you read a few things and then you just become an instant expert in your mind. Like, if you think that I'm arrogant now, which I know a lot of people probably do think that, you would have hated 19-year-old Charles Cole III. Listen, after I read Race Matters, you would have learned that I had the answers to how to eradicate racism and poverty while I was rocking my Jordans and the large faux diamond encrusted cross. You know, I'm much more modest now to my $5 dog tags that I've ordered and had custom made. But like, I would have thought that I could end all that stuff without breaking a sweat, right? But don't sleep, the nihilism in Black America portion of that book, I think it's the first or second chapter, it comes on pretty early in that book. Like, that's just played a fundamental role in most of my writing. He just articulated things that I was feeling and I just didn't have the words for. But that part hasn't necessarily changed for me. So here's what happened, right? So Cornel West has been amazing. This is my opinion. This is how I look at these brothers. So if you feel a different way about these people, that's totally fine. This is me opining about two people that are titans to me, right? Or were, right? So Like, he's just been an amazing black intellectual with an amazing charisma, like, for some time. And he's mentioned other great black thinkers, including, you know, he's mentored folks like Michael Eric Dyson. He helped out Dyson a lot early on, that, you know, Dyson talks about this, right? And so Cornel West has always seemed to protect and push his brand. So all you just need to look at is, like, his fro and, like, his signature outfit. Like, he wears, like, he got what he wears, right? Like he rocks, you know, his suit, you know what I'm saying? He got the scarf on, he got the fro, he got his style. That's his, he has a brand, right? And so, to me, West has always been an amazing speaker. Like, he knows how to talk to black folks. He has this jazzy, like, this jazz man swagger to him, where he can be extremely prolific with his vast academic, you know, library. But he has this bounce of a pastor that can, this dude can, like, make a drug dealer that just got off the block with rocks in his pockets and his socks that just came into church for a moment, like, leave as the usher. Like, he can galvanize the people if you put him in front of a microphone. He is extremely charismatic. Like, I've seen him speak a lot. And the brother is that good. Even, I just saw him a few weeks ago. There was a topic. He didn't touch the topic. He kind of talked in circles. But even in the way he talked in circles, it was entertaining. Right? He is an entertaining speaker. So enter Michael Eric Dyson, right? So if West is jazz, then Dyson is just straight up hip hop to me. Like, it was his bounce. Like, in my mind and in my own personal experience, Dyson just has a much more he's just a much more confrontational speaker, and it spoke to me. I like that. I'm a confrontational dude. Like, he was someone that white folks kind of feared. I always felt like Dyson made it a point to put powerful white people in a place, and I liked it. I loved it. I just never saw that before in that way. I just had the popcorn ready anytime Dyson was going to be on CNN, MSNBC was going to be speaking somewhere on the internet. Like, popcorn was ready, right? And so, in his writing, I mean, man, the Michael Eric Dyson reader just may be the reason, like, that I write for the Huffington Post. The honesty mixed in with that academia is just dope to me. I just didn't even know you could write like that. I didn't know you could say those types of things and folks would praise you for it. I just didn't know. It was extremely dope. And I both love and respect jazz. Like, it's the foundation. But hip-hop, if you look in my iPhone, you're going to see some jazz cuts, but you're going to see a disproportionate amount of hip-hop in that thing. Like, I can see myself in it. And that's how I felt about Dyson's writing. Like, I mean, Dyson wrote about Martin Luther King in a way that I just had never seen. It helped me see King as a man and not as this unattainable, like, superhero. And personally, my love for King grew when, you know, I came to know him as a flawed man. Like, it just meant that anyone could do great things. It meant that I could do great things if I put the time in, I put the work in. So that's my affection for both these gentlemen. These folks were titans, you know, in my world. And so what's the beef? What's the issue? So West was a huge Obama supporter before he got elected. And West linked up with Tavis Smiley. You know, they do their poverty tour yearly. And both West and Smiley seemed to take issue one year when Barack Obama, when he just chose not to come. And they had a real problem with it. And so after that, like, both Smiley and West just, let's just say they professed their grievances for the president, right? I mean, they did in different ways, but they went at Obama's neck hard. And so, like, in the process of all this, West just began to dig into folks. He dug into people like Dyson and Melissa Harris Perry and other folks. And, you know, he called them liars and bootlickers and Obama puppets and the like. And so on. And I mean, at some point, like, folks that get fed up, like I said, Dyson is hip hop in this analogy. And he decided to go. He did what people in hip hop do. Hip hop is a competitive sport. And he decided to go for the jugular. And he wrote this scathing article that kind of really laid out, you know, Cornel West and all this stuff. And so, well, my reaction to that is I saw, like, a lot of people have a bunch of different reactions. I mean, a lot of people are like upset that they are having this feud and going back and forth. And truthfully, I don't actually know what Brother West has said since that article came out from Michael Eric Dyson in the New Republic. But I mean, I'm not sure. But a lot of people are like not feeling that, right? And or you'll see comments like, "Don't give me the this is Washington and Dubois and things like that." And I mean, my thing is this: I think that people are human first, like I said, and I think that humans like have emotions. I think humans, listen, I'm just looking at it and trying to be fair. And if I was in a situation, if you call me, basically, if you call me a house nigga over and over on a public scale, I might have an issue too. And looking at it from West Side, if that's how you feel, if you feel that folks are, you know, cooning or whatever it was that you said that they were doing and that they were not doing their jobs and you really felt that way and you know, you work off of truth and honesty, then I guess you say what it is that you said. I think that, I don't know, man. I just try to learn from everything that's going on. So even the Bruce Jenner stuff that happened, right? Where like I had whatever run-ins that I had on social media, that may have upset some people. Like I didn't leave that situation without learning something. I learned a lot. I learned how people react to things. I learned, you know, how significant that is for folks. And I learned that there's just a general sensitivity in the heat of battle around certain things. And I think that if we really pay attention to this Cornel West and Michael Eric Dyson piece, because my thing is this, I think that they're going to be okay. I think that they have a relationship, and I think somebody's going to get those two people in a room and they're going to hash out whatever they need to hash out, or they won't. But that's life. I mean, I got a lot of people that used to be friends that ain't friends no more. I mean, it happens. You know what I mean? So I'm just not as upset. And I get it. I get folks that are. I get folks that I don't like us airing our laundry, right? Like, I think that's kind of one of the unwritten rules with black people is that we don't air our laundry away from family. And so, for instance, when I'm in mixed company and Tyler Perry comes up, I will give that brother props for that brother has a studio. He built his own studio. That means that when he says, "I think I want to make a movie today," he don't have to call nobody else. He don't have to ask for money. He don't have to do those things. All he has to do is call up his friends and like crank out a script. And he has a studio and the ability to make a movie whenever he wants to. That's just unprecedented for somebody, for a black man. That's just dope. I don't care how you feel about it. And anytime I see somebody went in like a white dominated space and they look something like me, it I gotta give you props. But when I'm like having this conversation with like black folks in a room and we talking about the quality of a Tyler Perry movie, I'm gonna be like, come on now, you know that that's just it's some coonery going on in this piece. You know what I'm saying? Like, this the thing, man. People act like you can't deal with multiple thoughts at once. Like, can I not respect what the brother has accomplished and then also give, like, sharp critique to, like, his work? I mean, somebody say he still needs financing. All right, that's cool. And I'm definitely not a rapper. Not at all. I've never rapped a day in my life. I never will. That is not what I do. He does still need financing. But what I'm saying is, was it Kirk Brown? What you, come on, bro. You gotta like, what that man has like accomplished in a white dominated space is kind of unheard of for a black person, right? But you see how it's a complicated, it's not just a simple, I think, black and white thing from my standpoint. But the bigger point that I was making is, black folks feel some kind of way when you air out our laundry when in front of guests. So this was the big thing with Bill Clinton a long time ago. I'm talking about before all these allegations and things like that. But when he did that tour around kids need to pull their pants up and be respectful and this, that, and the third. I don't think that the black folks that really wasn't feeling what he was saying was necessarily disagreeing. But when you kind of give that stage to white people to kind of look in, I think therein lies the problem, right? So I think that a little bit of that is happening right now with with what's going on with Cornel West and Michael Eric Dyson. I mean, and Kirk, you can let me know how you feel. But let me be clear, because the brother on Meerkat asked me if I was a rapper. Your boy is. I am not a rapper. Not at all. No, I paid way too much money in school to. I'm not a rapper. That's just not the choices that I made, bro. Shout out to rappers. I don't have a problem with you. I just can't do what you do. Nope. So, oh man. And real quick, before I forget, all the stuff that's going on in Nepal, man, real prayers are going out to those people, especially as somebody who lives in California and knows that it's only by the grace of God that we haven't had that type of earthquake. It can definitely happen. And so I wanted to just say something about those people, man. I think that's if you can hear this, I think that y'all should say a prayer for those folks. Kirk, you said you're trying to figure out my argument. My argument is that between Dyson and between West, I think that we as a people at times are kind of overreacting by it. I think that those two brothers have an issue. I think that men can be aggressive. I think that people are emotional. And I'm just not damning both of them for kind of being upset and going at it. And what I'm saying is that what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to learn something from it. I'm going to try to learn something from what they write and what they produce. I hope that this kind of pushes, you know, and I do refer to hip hop a lot. I hope that this kind of pushes kind of like with Jay-Z and Nas, right? Where Nas was kind of in his funk and then Jay-Z got at his neck. And then Nas started making really good music again. I miss Cornel West really writing dope books. He hasn't written one in a long time. He just put out a few books. It's just really him being interviewed. It's not what it is that he, it's not what he does. It's not his brilliance. And I want to see more of that. And I hope that by happenstance that makes, you know, Dyson step up his pen game, because I miss these brothers publishing. I miss what they writing on. And I miss, I just miss that, because I have really fond memories of both of them being extremely dope. What do? I work with young people. I was a social worker I'm answering questions off of Meerkat. I don't want the conversation to seem disjointed. I started my career as a social worker. I was a social worker here in Oakland for 5 years. Then I went over to a nonprofit and worked to get kids in and through college. I did that for a while, really loved doing that. Did that for 4.5 years. Then I worked at Teach for America, helping to train teachers and support teachers in Oakland and the East Bay, and black teachers throughout the nation. I did that for 2 years. And now I work at another youth-focused nonprofit in Oakland, trying to focus on community transformation. And Matt is on Clifton. He just asked a question. He said, don't you think we need other voices? I definitely do. I think that we have them too. I think that we have folks like Melissa Harris Perry. I don't want to just name people and then y'all be like, that person's whack. But I do think there are other people, even if those are people that I don't always agree with. Like, I kind of feel some kind of way about Tavis Smiley. I just felt like he held on to a grudge a bit too long. But he has a platform. Tom Joyner has like a platform. I think that there are other just prominent. I think Lamont Hill, is that his name? I don't want to butcher his name, but I think he's doing some dope work over at HuffPost. I think if you go to the HuffPost Black Voices section, where I do write as well. I haven't written anything lately, but I'm working on something now. I think that there's a lot of this dope voices that's out there and some preeminent leaders. I'm just speaking on those two people because there's an affinity that I have for those people. And it may be nostalgic, right? Like, it may be, you know, me just like, oh man, like, because I grew up with these folks, because, you know, when I was going through school, when I was going through undergrad and then grad school and all that stuff, I just read so much of them. And I can't go back and touch Du Bois, right? I can't go back and touch a Booker T. I can't go back and touch like a Frederick Douglass. And these are two men that I've seen, that I've had, you know, they wouldn't remember, but like short conversations with, like, and I think that just being able to see those folks and now knowing them and being able to comment on this is something that I just wanted to do, especially because I saw the reaction that everybody was having. So Matt, I hope that that answers your question. I hope that that answers your question. That like I said, it's a nostalgic piece for me. But I mean, what are some things that y'all are thinking? Because I think that, like, how are y'all reacting to this feud? Like, and I think that it's totally fine if folks are like, I'm not fooling with that, man. I think that's foolishness, and I'm not paying no attention to it. But like I said earlier, man, to a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And to somebody that grew up the way that I grew up, and I wasn't a tough kid. I wasn't like in trouble. I wasn't on the block. I wasn't doing those types of things. But I did grow up, you know, in Oakland. And I think that there's certain habits that you pick up. And I think that as a black man growing up in the city, at times you got to learn how to deal with confrontation. So even with the Bruce Jenner thing earlier on my Facebook that I really wasn't even that engaged in, I just felt like folks was testing me, and I had to, and even though that might not have even been the case, right? Like, I just had a reaction. So I can't damn these people, these other two people. Like Cornel West has constantly over and over called cats like liars or bootlickers. Like, bro, if you call me a bootlicker, we gonna have a problem. Like, it's gonna be a problem, right? So I can't be mad at them. Maybe they could have handled it in a different way. You know, people from a distance can't tell. You know, when they just see folks yelling, they can't tell who started it. But I think it kind of is what it is. I think that we can hold multiple thoughts in our head. I think that I can like both Cornel West and Michael Eric Dyson. I can revere and respect what they wrote. I'm breaking stuff over here. I can revere and respect stuff and respect what they wrote. And I can, like, be critical of some of the behaviors that they may be having. I think Cornel West held on to some things a little too long. But far be it for me, you know, bro, you had a relationship with President Obama. You had a relationship with Michael Eric Dyson. You are an accomplished person. My credentials pale in comparison to the things that you've done. So who am I to say, you know, yay, nay, or whatever, you know? So my phone is dying for the Periscope piece. But I don't know, man. That's just how I look at it. But again, I miss doing the podcast. I think y'all should subscribe. If you are on Meerkat or Periscope and you're watching and you want to subscribe and listen to what these sound like after I add music or whatever, clean it up a little bit, you can go to ccode.podbean.com. That's ccode3rd.podbean.com. You can hit me up on Twitter at ccode3rd. That's at ccoleiii. Same with Instagram. And you know, I make myself accessible. Matt, you got to ask that question again and say you can take a side or you have to stay open. Or maybe you're saying that you can't take a side and you have to stay open. I don't really have a side. I what I want to come out of it is, like I said, what came out of the Jay-Z Nas stuff. I got a lot of good music. I got some refocused artists that I had really respected. And I think that Jay-Z helped bring the best out of Nas after that. Not the best, because Illmatic is still the greatest album of all time to me. I'm not debating that. We can do a different show and I can debate that. But Stillmatic was amazing. Godson, I really enjoyed. Like, I am a big, big Nas fan. I personally rank Nas over Jay-Z. That's just me. I was also going to talk about Tidal, the new service that Jay-Z has that wasn't doing so well. And now I have no reason to actually use Tidal. because I have RDO and I pay half of what Jay-Z is trying to get. He's trying to get this $20 popping, and I think that he approached it kind of crazy. You are not going to appeal to me telling me that artists need to make more money and then you show me Beyonce. That's just not going to happen. But here's why I am rooting for him. Because again, I like rooting for that black man that's trying to enter a space and trying to do something differently. Like, I want to see the business moves that he makes, right? I think that he's going to learn a lot from this and he's going to find a way to win. That's just personally what I think. And I'm trying to be a student and like watch and keep in reserve judgment to see how he bounces back from like the pretty bad start that he had, right? He was on Twitter today and Jay-Z was just kind of going in about, you know, give us some time. Like, everybody started out slow. We made some mistakes. We human, but this is what we're trying to do. This is why this is a dope service. I can't justify $20 for you, bro. I can't do it. Mister, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. I can't do it. You gonna keep doing a lot better than me financially in the financial space. It's just hard for me to believe that you need help. I think that if he was trying to go with the indie route and focus on indie, like starving artists, I think those are the people that he should have highlighted. But again, far be it for me. Look, I'm doing a podcast. You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm doing a podcast out of my crib, out of my modest crib. I like it. It's nice. It's by the lake in Oakland. That's cool. But it ain't what he's trying to do. So I don't know. Matt said that nobody's buying music anymore. I agree. And I definitely really don't. I got to really like you to buy your music to support it. Because I can get the album a week before it comes out, right? And so, like, I can already get the album. So there's just some people that I buy because I want to be supportive. And that's what I'm saying. I love my RDO account. And I'm waiting to see what Beats and Apple do together because I'm in the Apple universe. So I have, like, an iPhone. I got an iPad, a MacBook. They got me, right? I'm in that universe. I ain't going nowhere. So if they do some really dope integration, then I might, you know, switch out my RDO account for the new Beats Apple thing, whatever it is they have. But Jay-Z want $20 a month, son. Like, bro, you want 20 of them things a month? A month? Come on, bro. Listen, and then you can't, then you just gonna talk. See, this thing that rich people do, right? Like, what folks like Jay-Z does is like, I'm gonna support you because I done went to concerts. I done bought I got every album you've ever had. Every one of them, right? And then you're going to make a line in your song that's going to highlight how broke I am and how rich you are. And then you're going to ask me and say that I need to be supporting artists. That's really tough. It's really tough. Like, you talk about, like, the Bugatti, bro. Like, I would be making songs about my Volkswagen Jetta. You know, I like my Jetta. It gets me point A to point B. I got 100,000 miles on that thing, but it's shining, though. I keep it clean. I take care of what God has blessed me with. Damn it. So, yes, Matt, you are right. Nobody is buying music anymore. I don't know what it would take for folks to start like shelling out that $20 though. You gotta give me some other options, bro. You just got to. You know, I heard that he was calling people personally that was like that signed up and just saying thank you. I think that's cool. So if I signed up for $20 and then I got my phone call from you and I could like prove that I got that phone call, then I can cancel because I just want the phone call may be worth $20. It ain't worth $20 every month. No. It's not happening. But we'll see. I want to see that black man win though, man. Anybody like, I don't know, man. I like when folks see people like win. Like I like when for like young black boys, it was always important to me when I became a social worker, right? And I started doing pretty well. I started doing okay for myself. Like it was really important for me to be in the hood because what happens is like you get this super Negro complex down. And I've spoke on this before. And that's why I actually felt like the piece with Dyson resonated with me when he wrote about King. King had this air, there's this air about King, about how great he is. He's an amazing, amazing man. But then when Dyson wrote about his struggles with like women, when they talked about like the infighting that was going on, when they talked about like the self-doubt that he dealt with, like it just made him more human to me. It got rid of this like superhero Negro myth, right? And the reason why getting rid of that myth is important is because when you in the hood and you talk to a kid, they'll say some stuff like, "Oh yeah, that Malcolm X was cool, but he was just different." You know, like such and such is dope. Like Cornel West is dope. He's a smart brother, but he's just different, right? Like but it's like, nah, man, that dude bleeds just like you bleed. So, you know, I spend a lot of time with young people, and I do get to do some cool stuff every now and then. There's times where I get to travel and I get to go speak. It sounds much better than what I'm doing right now, right? But I get to go do that. And I get to spend time with some really cool people at times. And I get to, like, write some stuff that people can react to. And then I'll spend time with some of these boys, and they'll be like, "Oh, well, you different." And I just be having to shut that down. It's like, bro, I'm not that different from you. I'm not that smart. And it's just hard work. And I need to be working harder because I'm not where I want to be either. And these are the things that I deal with and that I go through. So that's one of the reasons I like seeing folks win. You know, that's one of the reasons why I want to see Jay-Z win in this space on some level, because folks don't really think he can do it. I want to see, I wish Tyler made better movies, but I do celebrate the fact that that brother has a studio. Like, real freedom is being able to make bad movies and come back from it. Like, Denzel Washington is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, Denzel Washington is like one of the best. He's not one of the best black actors. He is one of the best actors. But you've made it when you can be mediocre and you can keep putting stuff out. Chris Rock said something to that effect. And I really believe that. So, you know, my point is, if Tyler Perry can go from hustling plays and bootlegging those things to making movies to building the studio, you can too. And that's why I like seeing our people win. And it ain't just black folks. It's young folks. It's just people that you can identify with. Like, I love Eminem. Eminem's not a black dude, but I just remember buying his early albums and like really connecting to this type of despair that he was talking about, or really connecting with like how he viewed poverty. I used to live in Kentucky. I know about like that kind of trailer park stuff that he was talking about. And he just did it beautifully, right? And so I like to root for those people and see those people win. So anyway, I'm gonna stop rambling, man. I really appreciate it. I like doing the Meerkat Periscope stuff. I like being able to answer the questions. I think that's dope. I think it adds a different layer to stuff. So Matt, I appreciate you and your comments, man. Kirk, I appreciate your comments and your questions. Some of the other ones that I couldn't get to because they went by the screen too fast. But I will follow all of y'all on Twitter and follow up. And, man, do something. Be a blessing to somebody next week. It's not that hard to do. Giving somebody a compliment. Being there for somebody. Just be a blessing to somebody, man. My ultimate goal in life is to leave more in this world than I've taken out of it. And I've taken a whole bunch out of it. So, with that being said, man. Peace, God bless, and I will see y'all next week, God willing. I'm out.
Back in elementary, I thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest. Until I got that thug life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna last. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with us, he's deceased. Call on the sirens, seen him murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me. So many homies in the cemetery shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many pigs and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy.